Hi, I'm Emma, and this is the Creative Edition. Our mission is to inspire creatives to discover, grow, and own their brand. Hi, friends. Today, we're going to be chatting about creator life stages. So if you are an OG listener to this podcast, you have probably heard me speak about whether you're on the seed stage or the sprout stage. I actually did a content creator life stage podcast episode. It's been a few years, I feel like. And so I thought it would be helpful to bring this concept back about understanding what life stage you're on as a creator, because at any point in your creator journey, it really is helpful to understand where you're at and where to direct your energy as a content creator and as a creative. And so if you have never heard of creator life stages before, know that you are not alone. This is something that I came up with when I was designing one of my courses, because I wanted to show creators and help them understand like where they were at in their journey so they could focus and like redirect their energy for where it needed to go. So whether you are a brand new creator or you're a mature influencer, honestly, friends, it doesn't matter like where you're at in your journey. Just understanding what stage on you are on will help you set better goals for yourself. And then you can also adjust and improve your strategy around, you know, what your goals are for the year. I feel like I'm going to use creator life stages, but really this is applicable to any influencers, UGC creators, even small business owners who create content online. Think again, it's really helpful in understanding where you're at, because what I have found, especially, when I meet people in person, is that sometimes new-ish creators will come up to me and they're like, I started my Instagram, but I want to know how to make money. And I was like, and for me, friends, like, you know, it's not that you can't make money as a new creator, but sometimes, I guess what I've learned through my experience is that sometimes, you know, figuring out how to make money is maybe not the right focus for where you're at that moment. Not to say that you'll never make money or you shouldn't think about that, but you can definitely think about, you know, ways to monetize, but there are other things you can be doing as a new, brand new creator, especially if you're just starting out of the gate. There's a lot of things you have to figure out. And so today we're going to go into it. We're going to break down the four creator life stages: the seed, the sprout, the daisy, and the sunflower. If you're not into kind of the plant analogy and you don't want to be a daisy, you can pick a different flower. Maybe you're a rhododendron. Maybe you're a tulip. You can be whatever you'd like. And if you don't want to be a sunflower, you know, as the most mature creator out there, maybe you want to be a Douglas fir tree or a palm tree. Whatever floats your boat, friend. You can insert, you know, whatever the imagery, the plant analogy that you like best. I just decided to use those four things because for me, when I think about my journey as a creator, I definitely kind of envision, you know, a plant growing. All right, friends, so let's talk about the first life stage as a creator, which is the seed stage. So if you are on the seed stage, you are probably a brand new influencer who just started their social media platform. Or maybe you are a creative, a maker. You literally just opened a TikTok account. You just started your Pinterest page. Or maybe it's been, you know, a few weeks or a few months since you've started your account. At this creator life stage, you're probably experimenting with posting photos, creating videos, figuring out audio bites online. And as a creator on this life stage, you're probably asking questions like, what social media platform works best for me? You might be experimenting with the different platforms right now. You might be asking, how do I post consistently? Because you're looking around and you're wondering, you know, all these creators that you follow, these YouTubers, you're wondering how they are able to post, you know, 3 videos a week or post every day online. You might be asking questions like, what passions do I even want to create content about? And who am I as a brand? Some creators on this life stage are probably still experimenting with the idea of becoming a creator or influencer. And then there are other creators in this life stage who have come out the gate knowing that they want to be creators. My tip for creators on this seed stage is to not rush this stage. If you're really unsure whether or not you want to create content online, I would spend as much time as you need in this life stage. And I would not think about it as wasting your time, because when you are testing out how to create content online, you're creating new skills. Every caption that you write, right? You're learning, you know, how to write content online. You're literally improving your copywriting skills. Every video that you edit, you know, video editing is a key skill, and it might take you some time to figure out how to edit short form videos. I know one thing that was a really big hurdle in learning how to edit short form videos was not just like understanding how to cut videos and how to do transitions, right? All those things obviously are time consuming, but it also took me a while to figure out which tools I wanted to use. I know a lot of creators out there use CapCut. That's a big editing tool. I personally use Splice. There's VideoLeap. There's lots of different video editing apps out there for anyone who's interested, right, in doing short form video. If you are a podcaster on the seed stage, you might be testing out different interviewing software. I know there's Squadcast. I know there's Riverside. There's different, you know, editing software, especially for if you wanted to do interview style podcasts out there. For a long time, I used Zoom to do my interviews. And then in 2023, I switched to Squadcast. This is like not sponsored by Squadcast. I actually really like Squadcast. I have the video up, but I don't have the actual like video recorded. And exporting the audio files is pretty seamless out of there. And so I actually recommend that. Also, as a new podcaster, you're probably figuring out like how to upload your podcast episodes into platforms. I personally use Buzzsprout. But again, there are other like podcast uploading platforms out there, and it takes time to experiment with that. All right, friends. So after you have gone through this seed stage, you are growing into a beautiful sprout. And if you're a creator or an influencer in the sprout stage, you would still consider yourself a new-ish influencer, but you probably have at least one social media platform that you feel comfortable posting on. At this point in your creative journey, you've determined that you do want to create content online, either as a content creator, as an influencer, or a small business owner. And as a creator in the sprout stage, you might be asking questions like, what's my purpose or mission statement? You might be also asking yourself, who is my target audience and how do I connect with them? I feel like, you know, you could probably say like, oh, these are questions that you ask at the very beginning. But what I've found with many creators is that they just start to create content online and then they start to ask themselves those key questions, right? About what is their page going to be about and what is the community that they want to connect with? Additionally, as a creator in this sprout stage, you might be starting to ask questions like, how do I deliver value to my audience, right? Do I entertain them? Do I educate them? Do I inspire them? Do I allow them an escape? Do I make them laugh? There's lots of different ways to deliver value to your audience. And at this life stage, you probably might start asking questions about how you actually start to make money because you feel comfortable starting to create content online more consistently. As a newish influencer in the sprout stage, at probably this point, again, you probably know who you are as a brand, and now you're really starting to clarify that purpose and mission statement. You might also be narrowing down or figuring out like which content pillars work best for your page. I know a lot of creators out there start off and they say, hey, I have a lot of passions. It's travel, it's beauty, it's style. And you might start off creating content, all those things, but it might take, you know, a lot of energy and you may not have a lot of time to create content on every single passion that you have. And so at this life stage, you really start to clarify and like ask yourself, okay, what is it? What's the content pillar or pillars that I really want to focus on? I think my kind of 2 cents on narrowing down your page, I think a lot of people are like, but I'm so, you know, multidimensional, I'm diverse. Of course, all those things, you're human beings. So of course you're not just your passion, right? But I will say if you're just starting out, it's really helpful to just like come from a specific point of view, and then you can start to broaden your page out and start to include those passions. Because I think once people really start to follow you and engage with you and understand who you are as a person, it doesn't matter what content that you create. I know for me personally, there's plenty of creators out there where they're like, oh, what do you want to see more? And I literally will message them and I'm like, I like everything you post. I like the business tips. I like the influencer tips. I like the fashion posts. Like whatever you post, I'm actually just like here, you know, to see like your content and enjoy what you create. And so I would, yeah, again, I think like some people kind of fight against having a specific niche, but I always just tell people like the way I phrase it is come from a point of view. Like if someone goes to your page, what is it that you want them to know about you? And I think that exercise, even though it sounds simple, it's really challenging. It's challenging to like really refine that point of view. Additionally, friends, I think I kind of touched on this, you know, a lot of creators on the Sprout stage are really starting to ask those questions about how they start to make money, because there's lots of different ways to make money online. And it takes time to figure out like what that is. And so in this life stage, you're just starting to like learn about those revenue streams, right? You might see more mature creators and influencers launch courses or memberships. You might see other creators, you know, launch physical and digital products, right? Physical products could be anything from t-shirts to sneakers to cardigans and planners. Or you might see other creators out there that you admire, you know, making their income off affiliate marketing like the Amazon Influencer Program or Reward Style. Regardless at, you know, what revenue stream sounds, you know, best to you, I really recommend that you kind of take the time and like learn about those revenue streams. Like I would also experiment with it because you might find that one revenue stream is like not the right fit for you and you don't like that, but you might, and then you might discover like, oh, this revenue stream is like the right fit for me. All right, friends. So you continue to grow as a creator and now you're officially on the Daisy life stage. So on the Daisy life stage, you are a mature influencer or creator. And at this point, you probably have, you know, established multiple social media channels and you probably have, you know, maybe an established podcast, or maybe you have an established LinkedIn following, a blog or a YouTube channel. At the Daisy's life stage, you're asking a different set of questions, right? Because at this point, you know, you have answered those questions about what your purpose or mission statement is about. You have figured out who your target audience is. You understand, you know, what it's like to post consistently on your channels. You might at this point already have like a, you know, a social media calendar that you post to, or you have a posting frequency that works best for you. So at this life stage, you might be asking questions like, how do I learn the business side of the influencer industry? How do I continue to build my understanding of the creator economy so I stay on top of things? And how do I consistently make money as a creator? Besides the business side, you might also be looking on how to expand your brand. Maybe you're considering expanding to another social media platform, right? There are plenty of creators out there who have established YouTube channels and then they want to start a podcast. Or they have an established podcast and then they want to start a TikTok channel, right? All those different channels and platforms are very different from one another. And you know, if you've created and built, you know, a community on a platform, it takes time to figure out those platforms and figure out a strategy where you can start to create on that platform consistently. As a mature creator, at this point, again, you've already established your brand, you know who you want to connect to, and you've probably experienced making money, you know, off your side hustle, or maybe this is already your full-time creative career. Aside from asking questions about figuring out the business side and, you know, furthering your understanding of the creator economy, you also might be focused on kind of up-leveling, you know, your business skills. So you're focused on finding mentorship or courses to take your brand and business to that next level into the sunflower stage. All right, friends. And so now you have grown into a beautiful, beautiful sunflower. If sunflowers are not your thing, again, you could be a palm tree. You could be a Douglas fir tree. You could be whatever tree that your heart desires. It could be Japanese maple, whatever you want. At this point, as a mature and established creator, influencer, you probably have multiple social media channels and platforms that you are creating content consistently on and that you are talking to an audience consistently to. You know exactly who you are as a brand and business. So when you're at this sunflower stage, you have a mission statement, you have a purpose statement, you know your target audience that you speak, you know, you are able to connect with. And additionally, besides knowing who your audience is, you also know how you're delivering value, which I think is a very key difference in the sunflower stage, is like you understand the value that you bring. And again, some creators might figure out the value piece faster than others, but sometimes it takes time again to figure out that value, because some creators entertain their audiences and other creators teach them about things, and other creators, you know, inspire them to slow down life, live more mindfully, like whatever that may be. A creator in the sunflower stage might be asking questions like, what products and services should I expand to next? Because at this point, you probably are already making money consistently. And so you're trying to figure out, okay, what else can I do with my brand and business to continue to diversify my income, right? Like, does it make sense for me to come out with a merch line? Or does it make sense for me to start coaching people within my industry? You might also be asking questions like, what business functions should I outsource next? Because at this point in the sunflower stage, what I have found with mature creators, you know, is that they start to bring on assistants. They start to bring on, you know, people to edit their YouTube videos. They start to bring on partnership managers, right? There's lots of different things that you can outsource on your business as a creator, but that also takes, you know, understanding your brand and business really well and some money to, you know, pay people to take on tasks that you want to move off your plate. Additionally, as a sunflower, again, you might be asking what's next for your brand and business. If you think about your favorite YouTubers out there, you know, with very established followings, you know, they sometimes end up moving into traditional media and they start, you know, hosting or guest hosting TV shows. Others actually create makeup lines, right? Like launch their own products and they have their own makeup lines and they're focused on, you know, getting into Sephora or Ulta or whatever that may be. Other creators out there at this stage, I mean, they're really thinking like, how do I continue to innovate and grow my brand? Like some creators will create production companies. Some creators will write a book. Some creators will start, you know, a speaking career. It doesn't matter like what it is you want to do next as a creator. Just know that you might hit a point where you are, you know, really mature in your business and you're literally asking for what's next. No, that's natural. And no, that's like a part of evolving as a creator and a creative. All right, friends. So before we wrap up today's episode, we reviewed the four creator life stages, which is the seed, the sprout, the daisy, and the sunflower. And the value of understanding where you're at as a creator really helps you just know what to focus on next. It also helps you decide like what goals make sense for your brand and business. Additionally, I feel like it helps lay a path on like what can you be looking forward to. I think understanding like where you're at, you're like, okay, well, right now I'm on the seed stage and I'm asking these questions, but I know once I answer these questions for me, like who am I as a brand and what social media platform works for me, I'll feel more confident as a creator and I'll be able to move to the next life stage and I can continue, you know, on this path of creating content online. All right, friends. So I hope you enjoy today's kind of refreshed episode on creator life stages. If you know what life stage you're on, feel free to let me know on Instagram. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed today's episode, please rate, review, and recommend the podcast to a friend. If we haven't connected on Instagram yet, you can find us at Emma's Edition and at The Creative Edition. Sign up for our email newsletter and join our Facebook group, and we'll see you guys next time.